Welcome back, joined now by two top representatives of Community Hospital of Long Beach, Glenn Madeline, who's executive director of the Community Hospital Foundation, and also Tammy Alvarez, who is chief nursing officer for the hospital. Gentlemen, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glenn, a big dinner coming up for Community Hospital.
Yeah, this is our Condit Spirit Awards. It's our 33rd year doing the Condit Spirit Awards, coming up November 21st at the Hyatt. This year we are honoring the Assistance League of Long Beach and Farmers and Merchants Bank, and we're really excited about having this event again this year.
And this is a major fundraiser for the foundation.
Yeah, it's a major fundraiser for the foundation. What we do, we provide a lot of the equipment and support of the programs for a community hospital, and we're really excited to do that because Community Hospital has been around the community since 1924, and it has a strong presence in the community, and by doing these fundraisers, we're really able to, I think, wrap the community around supporting a hospital and an institution in the community.
And Condit stands for Fillmore Condit, who is one of the founder and former mayor of Long Beach, and got the city to donate the land on which the hospital is built. So the dinner is named after someone very important in the life of the hospital.
Yeah, Fillmore Condit was a strong supporter of the hospital. He donated close to $100,000 of his own money back in the early 20s. So at that time, a significant gift to help build and start Community Hospital.
Now, Tammy, you are the chief nursing officer. You were there for 8 years. The hospital closed, as we all know, and it's reopened and you're back again, and just give us a sense of what life's like at the hospital.
You know, life is very good at the hospital. I think the nursing staff you will find is the most compassionate around Long Beach, and we really serve the needs of the East Long Beach and the patients that come to our hospital. I am very proud. I think that we have the best, most compassionate nurses in all of Long Beach. They want to be there. Many of the nurses that are there now were there 30 years ago. I think that shows a commitment and compassion to what nurses do.
Well, I personally have experienced that because I had occasion not too long ago to go to the emergency room. I was seen by an emergency room technician within 5 minutes, and within 20 minutes I was seeing a doctor. So it was just fantastic. And even more importantly, our director, Ron Petke, had a very serious situation and was brought to the ICU, got first-rate treatment, and then recovery for a couple of days. And if he were not in the control room right now, he couldn't say enough good things about Community Hospital of Long Beach and the quality of their medical treatment and the caring of their staff, as you point out.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm very proud.
Glenn, you've been executive director of the foundation for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. Times are a little tough raising money, are they not?
Yeah, it's certainly a challenging environment, but we found, you know, last year we actually had about a 28% increase in our fundraising. Yes, and I think that's due to is really the community support that we have with the hospital and donors that have been associated with the hospital for many years. And this is a time where they realize this is an important time to give to the hospital. And I think we've had a lot of people step up and really support us, a lot of new community organizations and businesses that are willing to really help us raise the bar at Community Hospital.
That's fantastic. Yeah. As you know, Community Hospital was the first title sponsor of Straight Talk way back 15 years ago. And I'm very familiar with your hospital. And one of the things that always impressed me was that a major source of donated funds were patients who had been treated there and then their bills paid either themselves or by their PPO or whatever.
Yeah.
So their obligation was complete, and yet over and above that, they chose to give a voluntary contribution because of the quality of the care and the compassionate staff that they experienced. That, to me, that's like satisfied users. We're going the extra step.
Yeah, absolutely. It's people in the community giving back to the community, and that's what we're doing at Community Hospital. We're giving back, we're treating the patients in the community and making a difference in their lives. And they feel once we do that, they're able to give back to us to support the institution.
And Community Hospital is a very appropriate name for this particular institution. It is very much part of the community.
And I think all of the staff, if you talk to the staff, they feel like just within the hospital and coming in and working day to day that we are a family and we are a community. And I think that that type of care extends to the patients that we serve.
Yeah. Well, I always felt, even the architecture, that beautiful front, it's a very non-institutional feeling. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you're walking into a hospital.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a Spanish-style architecture. It's been there for many years. We've had some upgrades to it. And it's not. You walk through the halls and see historical pictures of Long Beach and the area and what the hospital used to look like back in the early 20s. And some of the front and the facade of the hospital looks almost just like it did back then. And the feel and the compassion and what we do in the hospital, I think, is really surrounded by the feel and the exterior of the hospital. And we try to bring that care and personal yes. attention to the patients yeah. and the families that we see at community hospital.
That's wonderful. Well, we have a minute or two left, Tammy, and what would you like to say about the hospital, about nursing, or anything else?
I think nursing is at its best. I think that we deliver the best care in Long Beach. As you said before, some of the people here that work at the station have been patients, and I believe our ICU delivers the best care possible. Yeah. I really do, and I'm very proud of the nursing staff for what they do every day.
And Glenn, I know the people who live on the east side of town really appreciate the fact that there is an emergency room on the east side of Long Beach.
Absolutely, and that's what helped reopen the hospital, was that need for an emergency room on the east side of Long Beach, and we're continuing to see patients and coming through there, and it's a valuable service and a critical need that we provide to the community.
Great. Thank you both for joining
Thank
us
you.
Here on the show.
Thank you.
And remember the Condit Dinner on Saturday, November 21st. Call up the number or the website that we're putting up now if you'd like to get some tickets and help out. And we'll be back with the remaining portions of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
What a great show that was. And dialoguing with the staff, Dave Chapman, he points out that there is a common denominator to the show. It's on health. If you live ethically, we learned from the interview that medically it does indicate that you will live longer and your immune system will not be negatively impacted. If you run, which I don't do, but I'm told it's very, very healthy. And finally, of course, if you need treatment, and we have a first-class facility like Community Hospital of Long Beach to take care of your needs and make you healthy. So all three segments really dealt with health, and it was a pleasure to have them as guests and to have you as viewers, and please join us next week for another edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram,
and Long Beach Magazine.
And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.